After the Christian conquest of Cordoba in 1236, Fernando III carried out the distribution of what were known as the Casas Altas, whose owners were the first members of the Fernández de Córdoba lineage. At the end of the 14th century, this palace belonged to the Sosa family, who converted the house into majestic Mudéjar Palace. The marriage between Vasco Alfonso de Sosa, who became mayor of Córdoba, and María García Carrillo saw the birth of Juana de Sosa, who then, after a meeting in 1377 with King Enrique II of Castile, gave birth to a son, Enrique of Castile. He came to bear the noble title of Duke of Medina Sidonia. From this time onwards, this manor house was no longer referred to as Casas Altas, but became known as the Palace of the Duke of Medina Sidonia. In the second half of the 16th century, the Sosa family sold the palace to the López de Haro family, or Lords of Carpio, who, at the end of the same century, transferred the property once again to the Armentas family. This family carried out an intense remodeling of the palace, trying to give it a Renaissance style, however, maintaining the Mudéjar tradition as can be seen in the coffered ceilings. Subsequently, their descendants continued improving the building, with the construction of the stone façade in Renaissance style standing out, and on which their coat of arms appears. Throughout the following centuries, different families occupied the former Duke of Medina Sidonia Palace, but its current name, Casa del Judío, was coined during the second half of the 20th century, when the Namíes family, captivated by the beauty of Córdoba and scholars of Sephardic culture, made it their residence. The façade overlooking the Plaza de Jerónimo Páez, work of Félix Hernández and Rafael Manzano, belongs to this last phase,